So I sense very little, but there are some questions in the atmosphere, some fear in the atmosphere that says, I'm not sure, you know, I'm a little nervous. This makes me uncomfortable, this thing with this business with the angels. And I just want to address that quickly because it's true, the church at large doesn't really teach these things openly, but I just want to encourage you because we are entering into new times. Hey, and things are not going to look like they have done in the past. And you need to be equipped as saints and be walking in the kingdom of God and be fluent in the language of heaven and be fluent with the beings of heaven, okay? So you're alive for such a time as this. Hey, he's put you in this time frame because we're going to start seeing lots of crazy things, and we're seeing them already. We're seeing breakdowns of the natural. We're seeing breakdowns of gods, you know, what people have made deities out of, money and power and systems, and we're seeing the collapse of those. And we even the church have put our hope and trust in some of these things because that is the natural way. And a lot of the church has lived in the natural way because we've been asleep, you know, the church has been asleep. And Abba is starting to wake up his bride. The bride of Christ is starting to wake up, and this is what all this is about. And this is why we're hearing more and more teachings about the angelic realm, and we're hearing a new language and Shaba and Abba and all these sounds and expressions. And we're hearing all these things because we're coming into a new era. And so if you hold on stubbornly to what you've always known, but yet you love God, you're going to get left behind. And Abba doesn't want you left behind. He wants you to move into all the blessings he's got. He wants miracles for you. He wants you to live in the supernatural. So if you have one foot holding on to, hang on a second, I'm not sure. Because you've got the doers, the ones that go, yay, and go full force ahead. And then you've got those that are a bit more reserved and think, I'm going to let the front line infantry go first. Front line infantry go first, and then I'll see how they get on, and then I'll kind of, and that's fine too. But I want to encourage you to have an open heart and say, Father, if this is of you, I want you to show me, because we have learned that actually, we have lots of filters, because the way we've experienced life, all the things that have happened in our lives, cause us to see things a certain way. And God is removing all the filters, and he's causing us to come together and move together into this new era together. So if you have reservations, you can say to him, okay, look, I don't understand all this business, but I want to, and I want to be used. And you know, Abba doesn't really care how old you are. Your season is not past. If you're still ticking, he's got a plan for you. He's got a hope for you. And so Abba is just bringing all his children together. So he knows once, you know, even if you have reservations, that's okay. You know, if you've been mocked or been tried or been pushed down and squashed down, and you know what? A lot of the church has been through that. But we're walking into a new era where the sons of God are rising up, and we're taking our place as sons, mature sons. Hey! Because the sons will take reign of the kingdom, and we will rule with him. Hey! So this is why we're talking about these things. We're talking about the angelic hosts, and we're talking about the kingdom, because your heart needs to be thumping with kingdom, the kingdom of God, you see, because that is your home and that is where God is calling you. Okay, so we have access to these things, not just when we die. Jesus made a way, not just so you can go to heaven after you live your life, after toil and heartache, and you press in and you had a hard life and you're exhausted and you finally get to die and go to heaven. That is true, but Abba is starting to open up the hearts of his people and say, don't you see, you have access now. You have access. The kingdom of heaven is here. The kingdom of heaven is now. So as you start hearing more of these messages and you don't understand it all, just say, I don't get it, but I want to understand. Would you open my heart and would you open the eyes of my understanding? And if there's a block there, Abba, would you remove it and help me understand? Because he's a good communicator and he knows how to speak to you directly. He knows how to explain things to you in a way that you will understand. So it's not about a man standing up here. I'm not saying you, I'm just saying anyone, trying to convince you. It's not going to be like that. And I think we've seen that in the past. We've seen that in the church where you have one man standing up, working really hard to try to get you to convince you of something. And the church has been resistant. But this is a different call. This is the Father's heart calling the hearts of his sons to raise up that bride who is starting to emerge from her stupor, from her sleep, starting to wake up and realize, oh, you mean the kingdom of heaven is here? Oh, you mean Jesus made a way for me now? Oh, well, I don't know what I'm doing and I don't understand this. It's okay. It's okay. He's got you and he knows how to lead you. Hey. Okay, I'm gonna tell you how I started to engage with it, what it looked like for me in a practical sense, because it's all, you know, like Matthew was saying, it's all by faith. And you've got all these guys, all these prophetic guys that we named earlier, you know, you've got them. And the way they hear is by this faint imaginations and this faint hearing, you know, and it's all by faith. I just want to encourage you that it's all by faith. All the things we're seeing and the people are seeing, it's all by faith. But as you start leaning more into it, I'm vibrating. As you start engaging with that tiny little glimmer, I'm telling you, it's going to get stronger. I'm telling you, you're going to be able to hear clear. The more you put away aside and you hear the voices and all the doubt, and that, I think that's pretty natural and normal, especially as you start stepping out, you know. But you say, no, I thought I felt something and I thought I heard something. Even if you get it dead wrong, I for one hate getting it wrong, you know. I hate it. I hate getting it wrong. But I think sometimes we've been so afraid of getting it wrong that we've been afraid of stepping out. And I just want to encourage you, and I want to say to you, you know what? Step out. Because when my babies were little, they were not afraid to take a step forward, even though they were very wobbly. You know what? They They're very wobbly. You know how they do the little toddlers, you know, that they're just kind of like, you know, they're very wobbly. They're very unsure. And that's such a lovely picture of what we look like in the spirit. When we start walking in the things of the spirit, we look really wobbly. But the Father is delighted. The Father is enjoying this. And when you see a baby fall down, you know, they are, the babies, have you seen a toddler fall? I almost want to trip my baby. No, I don't really. But, you know, when the babies, they fall, they don't make a big fuss about it. You know, they just sort of, you know, pick themselves back up. You know how cute they are? They sort of like feet and hands on the floor, and then they pick their little bums up, and then they get up again, and then they go again. And that's a lovely picture of how we walk in the spirit, and actually how he wants us to continue to move forward. Hey, ha! So I was crying out one day for the fire. I wanted the fire of God, because I was feeling quite dry, and you know, and my life is quite busy, and I'm a mommy of three boys, and you know, my life is like this, and I don't have a whole lot of quality time with him the way I've spent it before, and life very demanding, and I was crying out for the fire, and Papa's, and I didn't have a lot of time, and I felt like I needed lots of time to be able to engage with this. But you know, we have work and we have deadlines and we've got home life and school meetings and kids and school runs and you know, and all the rest of it. We have things like this pulling at every side. And Abba showed me this one picture. He said, just walk with me. And I had a 5-minute walk to my baby's nursery, okay? And I had a 5-minute walk, but it was a walk with intent. And I said, okay, I'll walk with you. And I just had some headphones on, and I'm listening to prophetic music. And I'm just walking purposely for 5 minutes with Abba to the nursery, okay? I sit down this one time. I'm in the lobby, and I'm waiting for the doors to open. And I just immediately, just suddenly, just became completely lost in the song that I was hearing. And it was all about the whirlwind. And I'm just hearing it like, and I just suddenly, without even trying, I lost myself in that song, all about the whirlwind. And before I knew it, I saw myself in a faint imagination, I saw myself in that whirlwind. But because I didn't have the distractions, and I couldn't even hear my own thoughts, all I could hear was the music and how I lost myself in it, and that I was there in that whirlwind. And it was a really intense time that took maybe 2 minutes. It wasn't long before, it wasn't long after, rather, that I felt movement around me in the natural, and I sort of came to, and I realized, oh, they've opened the doors, and okay, I guess it's time to go get my little one. I sort of started to kind of wake myself up, and something was happening, and I knew that something happened because there were a couple of moms on either side of me, and they were holding their babies, and they were looking at me like this, you know, so as in, what is going on there? They're recognized. I was embarrassed. They recognized that something was happening, and they didn't quite understand. Me, all I did was sit down and did this. I engaged in that busy place, and I had headphones on, and for that moment, I really didn't care. I wasn't aware where I was. I just honored God. He said, walk with me. And I walked with him. And in 2 minutes' time, he met with me. Okay. After that, I sort of woke up a bit from that. And I just thought, oh, okay, it's time to get my baby. So I got my little one. And right, so I'm walking back, and I'm realizing something happened. I I can't just disregard that something happened. And I realize, oh, I got the fire. I got the fire. I got that fire. Ah, I got the fire I've been asking for. Yeah. Oh. And ever since then, I thought, okay, if I've accessed that place before, that means I can access it again. And the same will go for you too. When you have a little moment with him, and you have already, some of you have had dreams that you can't shake off. You had dreams, meaningful dreams that you didn't know what they meant, but you have never been able to forget them. Some of these dreams are years old, they're 5 years old, they're 7 years old. You know, they're old dreams that stayed with you. That's because you had an encounter while your body was resting. Your spirit was having an encounter, and you were meeting with him. Okay? So I realized that as we have these encounters at another time, we can come back and visit. Yeah! We can go right back and visit. So the next time I had a chance, I had one of them was at nursery, the other one was at school, and the baby was having a nap. And I thought, I want to go back to this whirlwind. And I shut my eyes and I did the same thing. I put the headphones in and I started envisioning, remembering what I had seen before. Okay? And as I was envisioning and remembering what I had seen before, I lost myself in that place again. Only this time, I got to see the whirlwind, and I got to see more. And I got to see, actually, that in this whirlwind, my body was like bronze, like ignited with fire. And I could see there were little dark bits on me, and they were flying away like ashes. And I realized they were impurities, and I was in the presence of God in this whirlwind. But I got to see more and understand more this time. Okay, and I realize, wow, and I'm doing this kind of business. And it's like, it's kind of funny now because he's there in front of me, the King of Glory, and I'm going, whoa, look at my hands. You know, and that was adorable to him. And I later went, oh my goodness, I'm so embarrassed. This is a throne and there's a king, and I'm going, dude, look at my hands. And then the next time I visited, I was looking at the floor and I realized, this is a sea of glass. And then I was like, dude, look at the floor. And the King of Glory is just there kind of, you know, loving that. But I was engaging with it. And before I knew it, it became more and more real. Ha. I've been to that place lots of times. Hey. Okay. Yeah. Okay. I'll do that. Yeah. I've been to that place lots of times. We were supposed to be here in October. And we said, we can't be there in October because we're going to be having a baby in October. And it turned out that that we lost one not long ago. So we said, we'll be here in November and we'll have a brand new one. But babe didn't make it. And that was in the spring. And so I wasn't in a strong place spiritually to meet with him. But there was this time where I knew I was invited back into that throne room, you know. And like Esther walked up and she just walked up and she just held for that scepter, and I saw Jesus sitting there in all his glory. He extended his scepter, and I was absolutely brokenhearted, and I had just come and I accepted the scepter, and I was grateful, and I sat with him on the throne, and his throne is like massive. And if I sit down, my feet dangle like a little girl, and I just sit there, and I was in my hospital gown because I needed medical assistance, you know, with the whole baby thing. And I was there in my hospital gown, and I just sat next to Jesus, and he put his arm next to me, and I didn't have anything to say. I was just there, brokenhearted, and I said to him, I just started feeling his love for me, and I started to feel how his majesty was so great. And we were sitting there like good friends, not saying a single word, but experiencing his entire love and acceptance over me, and his understanding that the heartbreak. And I just got a sense of his majesty so much that I fell weak at the knees, and I just sort of slid down to the floor, and I just got on the floor, and I just started worshiping him. And I said, God, I give you my everything. I started thinking of this really old song, Your Majesty, I can't but bow. I lay my all before you now in royal robes. Here I am, my hospital gown, barefoot, you know. I don't deserve. I live to serve Your Majesty. And as I was worshiping my heart out in that time of heartache, I was giving him my all, and I realized I wasn't in my hospital gown anymore. I was in my royal robes that he had given me. And I just want to backtrack a tiny bit, because you know how this happened? The way this happened was that I had what's called a miscarriage, where your body thinks baby dies, but your body still thinks that you're pregnant, and all the hormone levels are carrying on. It's normal. So we found out when we went for our 12-week scan that everything was okay, and then they told us the bad news, and you just think, how can that be? And anyway, so my body was still not. They said, what do you want to do? We can help you out. You can just wait and see, let nature take its course. It's kind of like, it's a double whammy, you know. A normal miscarriage, you know, you're pregnant and then you start to bleed and then you think something's not right and then you realize you have miscarried. With a miscarriage, they tell you, I'm sorry, baby's died. Now you have to wait to miscarry. So my body would not miscarry. My body just hung on, okay? And so I needed a little help. I needed to go to the hospital in the end to have the remains, have them surgically removed. And I'm in this hospital room, and I'm there by myself. And I said to Jesus, it's just you and me. I'm just going to sit here in this chair and wait till I'm called. And I sat there like this. That's all that I did in the natural. And all this vision about me going into the presence of God in that throne room was all that came from me just saying, here I am. Okay? So fast forward a tiny bit. I'm in heaven. I'm in the presence of Jesus. He picks me up by the hands, and he takes my hands and he kisses them. And then he puts his baby in my arms. And I realized it's my baby. And I got to understand that this was to be. And I got to hold that baby. And I got to see her grow up before my eyes. And I got to meet her and engage with her. And I got to understand there's a purpose for this. And I had that encounter when I was at my lowest and at my weakest. And the reason why I'm telling you that is because there isn't a perfect timing, is what I'm saying. There isn't a perfect timing for you to, it's like, well, okay, I'll do it when I've got some time off of work, or I'll do it when I do this, or I'll do it when I do that. You can have a powerful encounter with him anywhere. If he can do it in a 5-minute walk and 2 minutes in a foyer, if he can do it in 10 minutes time when you're in the hospital waiting, you know what? He'll meet you anywhere. I later understood lots, and I've gone back to that place. I've gone back time and time again to that trading floor, to that throne room experience. I have gone there, and I have met with him, and now we're at a point where I know I'm welcome in the throne room all the time, and I can go there and I can walk with him, and we can go walk in the meadows of heaven. And lots of things have happened. It's just been progressing, the more time I spend with him, the more he reveals to me. And I'm sharing all this incredibly personal information because I want to encourage you that he is for you and he wants to meet you in the same exact way. Okay, I have had incredible strength come from him, incredible peace come from him. He has shared secrets. He has imparted. Very often we see a speaker and we want them to impart to us. But I'm telling you, when you go to the source, Jesus imparts to you. Okay? And it's not something that you get for a day or two and then it sort of fades away. When he imparts with power and it's way when he imparts, it's permanent. Okay, because you're being imparted by the King of Glory, the King of Glory. Okay, so this is why we're teaching and we're hearing more and more about heaven and engaging heaven, because in the presence of the King is where you actually belong. In the presence of the King is where you get your instructions and you get to actually walk out and be the ambassador that he's called you to be for such a time as now. For such a time as now. Okay, when you're in his presence, all fear goes. When you're in his presence, all confusion goes. Okay, it doesn't have to take hours, and it could be 2 minutes, and it could be have depth that you couldn't achieve in the last 10 years of all your church efforts. We've seen more fruit this year engaging with him than we've seen in the 12 years since we sort of been come to know him. I'm telling you, when you meet with a King, you will walk from strength to strength and you will go from glory to glory because you're getting it from the source. I love all the teachings that happen because each person has their own experience. And when they tap into something, I'm telling you right now that if you hear something that really clicks with you and you think, God, I wish I had that, I'm telling you, you can have it. You can have it. You can have it. You can have it. Okay, you can say to him, yeah, I really want that. I want that walk. I want that experience. I want that confidence. It starts with little baby steps. It starts with little baby. Just take little baby steps, okay? Take little baby steps towards him, and he will strengthen you. He said he will pull you out of the mud and the mire, and he will set your feet on solid ground. But he also said he will steady you as you walk along, and then you'll sing a new song to the Lord, and many will see it and will come to know Christ. Okay, so out of all our doing in the church, I just want to encourage you to Take a step of faith, okay? And decide to do things a little differently than maybe you have done before, okay? And step forward and say, yeah, I want to be used by you. I want to do this. I want to engage with you. Because as you do, you will grow stronger and stronger. And I'm telling you that you will have more influence in your sphere of influence than you've ever had before. Because people, as you meet with a King, you get imparted with his presence. As you worship him, you become what you worship. You become that strength. You become that grace. You become that pillar of light. You become everything you've always wanted to be, and it'll be you, and it'll be tailor-made for you. It will be you supersized. It will be you upgraded, because he's called you to be the best you that you can be. And the only way you're going to be the best you can be is when you engage with the King of Glory. Okay, when you engage with the King of Glory, you yourself become glorified. Okay, and then you light up the world around you, and suddenly people are saying, what's up with you? What's different about you? What's going on? And then I know we're kind of embarrassed to say, I don't know, I just kind of met with Jesus. And he said, well, you've been a Christian for 20 years. Yeah, I know, it took me a while, but I think I'm getting it now. We can say that because you know what? You light up the world and people notice and suddenly you're effective. And you're touching people because you're not trying to convince them of something. You're living it. You're living it. You're living it. Hey, shall we pray? Ah, yeah? Okay. Father, I just pray for every single person in this place. Father, as hearts are open, Father, I just declare and decree that these people, the life that they've lived is like behind. We just declare it. Thank you so much for everything you've done past. We've learned from it. We honor you. And now we're going to say goodbye, past. Thank you so much. Appreciate everything that we've learned there. Now I'm going to step forward. Hey, so we step forward in the spirit. We step forward in faith. Father, I just declare that this people here, Abba, this people here, would you just pull them? Hey, I see angels grabbing people by the hand and going, ha, that's what I've been waiting for. I've been waiting for the yes in your heart to say, yeah, yeah, come on, angel, yank me up. Yank me up to heaven. Yank me up to the presence of the King. They're excited. They're stirred up. Hey, Father, I just declare that these people here will walk from glory to glory and from strength to strength. And I just declare and decree that every word we've spoken, Father, hey, that comes from your heart will not be lost, stolen, or devoured. But Father, it will take root and we'll see it. We'll see the fruit of it. Father, I thank you that this may be a small gathering, but the people here are going to pay it forward. And so on and so forth. It's going to have a big ripple effect. Hey! So it may look small and humble and insignificant in the natural eyes, but we do not see with our natural eyes. We see by faith. The just shall live by faith. The just shall live by faith. So, Father, we live by faith. And I just commit this people to you and put them in your capable hands, Father, because you say that we put in your hands, you will cause them to be established and succeed. So, Father, I just declare and decree established and succeeded people, sons of God, hey, for kingdom purposes, in the name of your Son, Yeshua HaMashiach. Hey, thank you, Abba, for hearing and answering our prayers. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Amen.